And welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
And just as an FYI, if you hear any weirdness in the background, I am putting on my makeup.
Yes.
Because we are going to go to the zoo today.
I go to the zoo. That's a good song.
It's a great song. It's for a lot of fun.
From
So it's very exciting to go to the zoo.
Yeah, no, we haven't been to the zoo since the last time we went to the Denver Zoo. I think it was, right?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
And we're going to go to the
Cheyenne Mountain Zoo today, which is down towards Colorado Springs and on a mountain.
But I want to see the palace cats. That's a really big reason. They have palace cats. Which, if you're not familiar, palace cats are basically like wild cats, but not like bobcats or anything. No. They're kind of like house.
They live in, like, Siberia.
They're yeah.
Like, cold weather Russian cats, and they're, like, basically just giant puffballs.
Yes.
And they're dumb, and they're really, really cute.
They're adorable, and they're, ever since I've discovered them, I've wanted to see them, so I think...
Hopefully we'll see them today.
Hopefully we will, yes. We'll see how it goes. Sorry for taking a week off last week. It has been pretty difficult.
It's been shitty. Let's be honest.
It's been shitty. Jen threw her back out.
Yeah, I threw my back out standing in line to board a plane. Who the fuck does that? Me. I had to go on a business trip. Thank God it wasn't too long. To Omaha, Nebraska. And I'm standing in line to come back to Denver, and I felt my back go out.
Yeah.
Which was so much fun to then sit on a fucking hour and a half plane ride all the way back to Denver. Because I threw it out, you know, here's the thing. Like, anybody with back problems will tell you, like, once you do it, that it's so easy to do. Like, I did it when I was 19, working retail, dropping big boxes of men's shoes. In the freight area. So, yeah, good times. Old fucking lady.
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah. And it sucks. And we've been trying to figure out how to mitigate that. We finally found some stuff that we like. There's
This is the old people with bodies corner.
Well, no, but it's helpful. You know, people have these same issues, you know. I mean, like, because it just also, too, because coincidentally, just the other day, you know, we were doing some housework. I stained the entire deck.
Yes, it is bright red. Let me tell you. Oh, yeah, because that would be cool. So we didn't mean to stain it as red as it is, but it kind of looks like blood. And so on Amazon, I have to look them up still, they have, you know how you have like fire glass instead of fire pits and shit? Mm-hmm. Apparently they have fire skulls and they don't burn. And they're like big rocks and you can just put them in a fire pit. It looks like you're burning human skulls.
I would just like one big, because I feel like our fire pit might not be that big. So no. I just want one big one.
But at the same time, I'm just like, that's fucking metal. So maybe we should get some skulls.
For our blood red deck.
It would look like we're like burning skulls atop a pallet of blood.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
That fucking metal. I like it.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I spent, you know, we spent some time putting all, doing this stuff, and it's been fun. And then just as I was doing that the other day, I pulled something in my back.
Mm-hmm.
Not as severely as you.
No.
But it is annoying. And,
yeah, it is.
We discovered some stuff your mom actually told us called Salon Pass.
Salon Pause or something?
It's Salon just one Pause. Word.
Salon P-A-S.
Salon Pause. And it's a good...
got lidocaine in
it. It's basically like it's like Icy Hot, but it just works much better. And
yeah, it tingles.
It tingles and I like it. So, yeah,
so I'm much better. At least I'm walking around wearing shoes that look like I ordered them because I have like one leg shorter than the other. They're really ugly, but whatever.
Yeah. But nonetheless, we are back on track today, and we're glad to be with you. And also, this because this I'm planning on them to come out tomorrow.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy safe 4th of July. Don't blow anything off.
Don't be stupid. Yeah. Take it easy.
Hope drink you guys... all you want, but then leave the fireworks to somebody else.
Yeah.
You know?
And then also, happy birthday, America.
Yeah, whatever.
What year is it? How old is America?
Three. I mean, old enough to die, apparently. This is our slow decline as we sit in the nursing home.
Old enough to
and
die.
Every once in a while, we remember who we are, and then we're like right back to like mumbling about the 50s.
That was the most accurate depiction of the current state.
That's our country.
That was a pretty good. Was a pretty good commentary on the world, babe.
Yeah, thanks, babe.
On the state of our country.
Hey, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah, yeah. As far as comic book stuff and gimmick stuff,
we haven't seen Far From Home yet. I think it just came out yesterday.
Yeah.
Haven't seen it. We do plan to see it sometime soon. I'm not sure when, but we'll get there.
Yeah, I've heard it's very good.
I'm really trying to avoid everything.
I
learned my lesson after Man of Steel. I know that
to was... never expect anything good from comic book movies ever.
It wasn't even Man of Steel. I think it was the one before that. Man of Steel was really the first one where I made an effort to not look at anything, read any reviews. Really,
yeah, right.
You know, because I didn't want to have any expectations going in, and that trailer set such high expectations.
Yeah, it did.
Which then just fucking failed spectacularly.
I mean, it was... I didn't... just to say... I'll say this, which I don't think Man of Steel is that bad.
Ooh, it's a take.
We used to be this way too.
No, I know. It's not that I think that it's that bad. It's just I think it kicked off a really shitty...
It set off a really bad precedent. It just got worse from there.
That's the thing. It set a bad precedent. I didn't like how grimdark it was, which I've always complained about because I can't see anything because I'm old.
Well, also everything's fucking gray and Superman's snapping necks and
the snapping neck part didn't even fucking bother me because it's Zod. I know that there's like a lot of people like, oh my god, and I'm like, all right, well for this take on Superman, I'll accept it, whatever. But a lot of the million 9/11s happening and it's just terrible.
Also, just
not caring about civilians. And
well, that really that was fucked up.
Those are the things that I'm like, I can even handle like a darker look on the suit and even Clark,
Suit never bothered. The suit never bothered
me.
People get all freaked out about the suit.
No,
it's like, it's fucking annoying. Who gives a shit?
It's fine. I'm like, that's a take on a suit for a movie. Whatever. Like, that never bothered me. Even having, Pa Kent, if we're looking, we're looking at Superman as today, right? Like, a Superman who came of age in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course his parents are going to be worried that the fucking government's going to come and make, like, take him away and do experiments on him. Because that's what our fucking government does.
Yeah.
So I'm like, to me, that made perfect sense. I was like, yep, that is the reality we live in, which we'll talk about more in this book.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That we're going to read today. But I mean, like, so that never bothered me. But it was the whole, like, disregard for any sort of, like, doing good for other people while all this chaos was going on that I did not like about it.
Yeah. But also, there's a lot of random ass moments in that movie that just really refreshing, like the whole thing with Pa Kent being like, no son, I'm gonna die in this fucking tornado. Even because he literally could have sped and everybody could be like, oh, he's Superman, and then he could be like, no, I'm not, zip away or whatever.
He could have done it so fast nobody would have seen.
Right.
That's kind of what's stupid. It's like, nobody would see him, right?
Yes.
And all of a sudden it'd be like, oh, how'd you get over here? Be like, a big gust of wind.
Did you see
it's
this?
It's a tornado. It just must have picked me up off my feet and dropped me over here.
It must have safely placed me over next to you.
Oh my gosh. What?
God is real.
Miracle. Exactly. Like, dude, that was so fucking easy. What are you even doing?
Yeah. Whatever. But that and the other one is the part where Zod and them come down and they're like, they're turning over Clark. I think it's they're turning over Superman. Or was it they're turning over Superman? And then they're like, also Lois Lane has to come too.
No sense.
And I was like, what the fuck is she doing? It's like,
she shouldn't have been there.
It's like, we need a plot device. Bring her. But
you are now the plot device. Yeah,
is that the one where he was eating flowers too?
Yeah. Where he comes into like the he walks into his apartment where it's just like nothing but a bed, like a tub.
No, or was that Bivis?
I don't remember.
No, I think it was Bivis.
It must have been Bivis because she was in a tub. And he like came
yeah, because they just met in Man of Steel, yeah. And they just started, you know, he just started working as the handsomest man at the planet.
Yeah, he's like, hey, nobody will know it's me because I'm wearing glasses. I'm like, you know, you still look like Henry Cavill, right?
Oh, dude, by the way, have you seen pictures of Henry Cavill in Witcher?
No.
Here, I'll bring that up, but go ahead and finish your original point. Because you had a point about
I had no point.
No, because you were talking about going to see. We're going to see.
We'll see Spider-Man. Oh, so yeah, I try not to look at anything. I don't look at Rotten Tomatoes. I don't do any of that. I just kind of go in and see what I think of it, and then I'll go back and read reviews. I never look at Rotten Tomato. I know everybody's like, "Oh my god, that's like the thing," and I'm just like, "I don't care. I don't care what a bunch of randos on the internet say. That's why we have this podcast." So yeah, I just Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm hoping it's, I don't know, it's fun. There was a certain, like, I don't even know how to say it. There was, like, a certain just, like, level of, like, wonder and joy in Homecoming. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Homecoming. That I wish they were different titles because I keep getting them fucking mixed up. Homecoming and Far From Home, I keep fucking switching them.
That was a bad idea.
That was a bad idea. But there was like a sense of wonder and a sense of kind of like joy of like being this like, you know, street level local hero and then having such a great villain with Michael Keaton. So I hope it's like that.
Yeah.
Because what's his face? Jake Gyllenhaal looks great as Mysterio.
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
Here's what I know about the movie is that Mysterio is a face.
Of course. Well, I think it's a switch.
But it's going to be a gimmick, and I don't know that for certain. And I'm not. It's not a spoiler.
But that's my guess.
But I'm going to guess maybe that's how the case is. But and I think he looks great. And,
oh, yeah, I think his costume looks great. I think. And I'm excited about it.
We got ourselves a Molten Man, and that's not a spoiler either because there's action figures and stuff.
Well, he's in the trailer.
And a Hydra-man, but I don't know if they're the actual Hydra-man and Molten Man.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, but anyways, here's Henry Cavill as Witcher, which is based off a video game.
A video game?
A video game, and that is it's coming out on Netflix. So this is what he looks like for that show.
Okay. He just looks like covered in stuff. He looks like he's wearing a lot of chalky makeup in that picture.
Yeah, he actually does. He's got some nice goth eyeline there.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm assuming he's just after a battle or he's very dirty. But he really looks like he has like foundation that's too light for his skin.
Actually, yes, he does. Yeah, I think they tried to match it because so the Witcher, the character. And I thought the character had a goatee.
Maybe he does. Maybe he'll grow one.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I thought he had like a sweet sweet beard.
Yeah.
And at this point, he doesn't have a beard. He just looks like Legolas.
Yeah, kind of like
Legolas, like, but on like...
Like a member of Legolas's tribe.
Member, yeah. Like an elf. It looks like Legolas's friend that runs the gym.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So... Always trying to get Legolas in there to do leg day.
He's like, yo, Legolas, you gotta come in here and do some CrossFit, yo?
Fucking legs, man. You gotta do some squats, bro. Squats.
Lego squats. But yeah, so that's what Henry Cavill's up to.
Alright.
I'm not just saying we haven't really done much. I bought an Aquaman hat action figure.
Oh yeah, you got a clearance.
I got a clearance Ocean Master action figure.
It's a good action figure.
I just like the way that character looks.
He looks really good.
The silver and the purple looks great.
Yeah, I thought that was a good costume.
Shout out to Rob Kelly.
For Aquaman?
Because anytime we have to talk about Aquaman, we have to talk about Rob Kelly.
Okay.
So we have to give a shout out to Rob Kelly.
Hi, Rob.
He's the one that willed this franchise into existence.
Oh, what, the Aquaman franchise?
The movies. Yeah. I'm gonna put it on him.
Congratulations.
I think his diligence in supporting the character all these years has brought finally got DC to be like, you know what? Let's give this a shot.
You know what? There's a guy. There's a guy who likes this, so, you know, at least we know we're going to have one person.
Jesus Christ, I wish they would do that for all the things I like.
Nope.
No, I know.
They're like, there's also a guy who likes those things, but...
Nah. There's a guy who likes Eclipso out there. He's like, yeah, you know, we'll sort of do something with that in an episode of Constantine that nobody's going to remember except for him.
You know what? I'm still sad about Constantine.
Yeah, they had a... Well, if it was on anything but NBC, I think it would have been better off.
Of course, but I mean, I just feel like it got canceled just as it found its feet.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It also makes me remember Dracula. And I missed Dracula.
That was a batshit show.
But I missed it.
How that wasn't on like fucking Showtime, I don't know.
Oh God, it
should have been.
It would still be on it. We'd still be watching it.
How did he have sex? It doesn't make any sense because he's like talking about like fucking and like getting boners and stuff, but at the same time being like, my blood doesn't circulate through my body. And I'm like, wait.
That's how boners
That's
work.
That's how boners work.
That is the main component of boner, is that all the blood goes.
They're magical boners. This is like, I will them to be
the
with
same,
my vampire powers.
Same,
makes sense, whatever.
Same, the same magic that allowed Pa Kent to magically appear.
Right.
Next to all those people after his...
What, Superman's holding this guy's dick up now?
I have a man from Kansas constantly running in here and...
Just holding his dick up while I have sex.
Holding my... You know, keep, you can't see him.
What is he, John Cena?
John...
Can't see me.
Holding a guy's dick. Making sure Dracula fucks.
You get paid for that? Are there benefits like PTO? And...
You can imagine. what kind of weird fucking plot twist would that be?
Oh, what? You have like a guy that you pay to hold your dick up?
But he's also John Cena.
But he's played by John Cena.
But he's played by pre-haircut John Cena.
Oh, man. He's wearing jorts in the 1800s and a Skittles t-shirt.
What is going on with those pantaloons? So
we should probably talk about the book now.
Yeah, I guess. We'll spend the next 20 minutes talking about it.
I could spend 45 minutes talking about holding up a dick, but we should probably talk. We can riff. No, I'm just saying we should, because we have things to do today. Yeah,
that's right, we do. So let's take our break and we'll come back and we'll talk about our book for this week.
Monthly. It's Action Film Face-Off.
Hello, I'm Jason the Weasel Skull Albrick, and I'd like to tell you about a podcast I do with my brother, Jared Albrick, the yard sale artist.
Action Film Face-Off.
Yes, thank you, Jared. Action Film Face-Off is a podcast where my brother and I, who are both military combat vets...
Jason was a Navy SEAL.
Jason was not a Navy SEAL. Jason was a military intelligence wing. But anyway, in each episode of Action Film Face-Off, we select two different action films.
Some of them have Chuck Norris.
Technically speaking, none of them have had Chuck Norris yet, but it could happen because we use a randomizer set between 1970 and modern day to select our two films. So you'll always get two films, each from a different year.
Our randomizer has spikes on it.
We use a Google random number generator, so it does not have spikes on it. And we put the films into our Video Dome arena.
It also has spikes.
It does not have spikes. But we discuss the films and score them through six different rounds of criteria.
I score Bond films very high.
Okay, that's true. But anyway, by the end of the episode, we crown one of the action films the champion of Action Film Face-Off.
Next episode, Jason fights a bear.
Jason is not fighting a bear, but please give our show a listen. We're part of the Long Box Crusade network of shows.
Pat Sampson killed a man with a sword once.
I can neither confirm nor deny that statement, but you can find us on iTunes, Google Play, and most podcatchers under Long Box Crusade, or you can subscribe to just our show by searching for Action Film Face-Off.
Come see the blood fly!
And that's Action Film Face-Off. We do, indeed, invite you to come and see The Blood Fly.
I just said that.
All right, we're back in our worst collection ever with our book for this week. It is Superman, number 372 from June 1982.
Superman.
Superman.
Speaking of holding up dicks.
So, this is... keeping in line with our summer theme,
right,
of summer books that I've selected, because there's a beach on the cover.
Therefore, summer. Mm-hmm.
It technically does fall into the summer.
Makes sense to me.
It's perfectly a summery issue. There is a sandcastle nearby somewhere. I am certain on this beach.
Well, yes. There's also death.
There's also death. just like you you want from your summer Superman books.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not just death. It's kid death. There's children who are dead in this book.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean.
Beach read.
Beach what?
It's a beach read.
You know, I miss reading books on the beach.
Yeah, I do too.
We used to do that a few times. I've read a handful of comic books that I believe a few we've done for the show when sitting on Manhattan Beach. It was fun.
Yep.
Superman 372 from June 1982 on the cover. So there's a big wave.
Mm-hmm.
Big wave.
Tidal wave.
Crashing on a beach. And Superman is flying around, you know, in front of this wave.
But he's like see-through?
But he's see-through. He's a phantom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's transparent somewhat. And he's reaching for these two kids.
Who are dressed exactly the same, by the way. They're twins, a boy and a girl, and they're dressed exactly the same.
They're dressed exactly the same.
So you know that they're twins.
And he's reaching to save them from this wave, but his hands are passing through them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a question mark gimmick.
Question marks bubble?
Yes, that says, how can a phantom Superman save these kids?
Can't.
You'll be surprised. And yeah, that's where we line up here with this book. So the story starts Superman's history-changing mission.
Yes.
And Superman is flying through the sky, and he's being yelled at by
Alex Trebek.
We'll call him Alex Trebek.
He looks like Alex Trebek when Alex Trebek still had a mustache.
Yes, he did.
Back when he was younger. So he looks like just Alex Trebek heads just screaming at Superman about how he's going to kill the entire world if Superman doesn't go save his children.
Right. He's like, there's a catastrophe in the past. You have to save my family. And Superman doesn't seem very bothered by that because he's just flying. And then there's this
cloud.
You know, these transparent heads of Alex Trebek yelling at him. Mm-hmm. You were reading this last night and you go something about like, Alex Trebek wants to kill the world. And
yeah.
And I forgot. I didn't realize that you were talking about this guy. So I thought you were reading something
you thought
online.
I just saw a tweet.
Or something about Alex Trebek just like, who, by the way, is in the midst of
cancer treatment. Yeah.
Apparently he's doing okay.
That's what I heard.
Because is it stage four?
I heard it was stage four something.
Stage four pancreatic.
Yeah, that's usually not a good one.
Yeah, it's not a good one, but he's like, fuck it, I'm going to do it,
well,
you know?
I mean, good for him.
No, God, I mean, God bless him.
God bless him,
man.
He's got all the money. Apparently he loves sprinkler systems. Like, he's obsessed with them.
Really?
Yeah, he was on, like, Conan a couple years ago or something. I swear it was him. But he was, like, talking about how he, like, goes to make sure his sprinkler is well-maintained, like, his sprinkler system. And, like, he's really into, like, sprinklers and water. Just a weird guy. Anyway.
Nice.
Yeah. So
Alex Trebek should open a water park. maybe if he, you know, once he kicks his cancer thing, he should open up a water park, and it's like, you know, Jeopardy water slides.
You have to answer a question.
Yeah, you do. That's right. I like that idea. You have to answer a question in the form of a question to ride the water slide.
Who is gonna have
and they're fucking
hard. Who is going to have fun today? Who is me? Then you go down the slide.
Or you can make them really hard. You can make them really hard.
You're like asking the kids. You're like, what was the War of 1812 fought over or whatever? The kids,
I was
like,
Napoleon.
Crying.
I was Napoleon's field general. Who am I?
Yeah, exactly.
I was Napoleon's field general. It's like, who is blah blah blah? Nope. Yeah,
nope. And the kid, it's just like a 4-year-old just crying.
Just, they give all the parents easy questions, and then they give the little
that's
kid
awesome.
Like the fucking hardest question.
That's really funny, actually.
Yeah, I think that's I approve of this. Alex Trebek, get well.
Call us. We've got an idea for you.
Once you're better, you have your people call us. We'll pitch the water park, and I think we're gonna have a good time.
Yeah, we're gonna have a great time.
But anyway, so he's yelling. So Alex Trebek's yelling like Superman.
Uh huh.
And so just keep in mind, when we're saying Alex Trebek,
it's this character.
Yeah, because
it doesn't
I mean,
matter who he is, he never shows up.
You can call him Lee Horsley. You can call him.
Character.
Dennis Farina. You know, you can
he
call
really
him whatever.
Looks more like Alex Trebek.
But we'll call him Alex Trebek just to keep things even. So Alex Trebek's like, fuck you, Superman.
So, like, Superman's just flying through the sky, or where we open on, like, a weather helicopter or a news helicopter or whatever. And they're, like, doing the news thing, and all of a sudden, this, like, ball appears, this like ball with a black center and like yellow around it, and Superman appears.
Right, but so basically, there's these weather house weather traffic copter
traffic
flying through the air, and in the middle of flying through the air, this ball of what ends up being antimatter,
right?
You know, shows up and
Superman. But they're like, "Hey, look down there on the five, looking. Oh my God, what the fuck is that?"
That's basically, and it's basically funny because they do cut to like a panel of a guy in this car listening to the radio, and he's just like, "Oh," you know, he's just kind of like. Because they almost like fall into this thing, and then Superman shows up, and he's like,
"It's me. I'm gonna
check this out." And he uses X-ray vision to basically understand that it's some sort of antimatter, and right. He uses it.
And he like it's sort of moving around, and he's like, "Oh, I better clear a path for it." So he like laser visions a fucking hole in the side of a building, and he's like, "Well, luckily it's only where the records are kept. No one's getting hurt, so it can pass through the building without destroying it."
No, he's like, "Yeah, it's a maintenance floor." And then as he's doing that, there just happens to be some
fucking maintenance floors.
There's some two these two jabronis that just happen to be in there. And
Superman like almost kills these guys.
Well, yeah,
he literally, it's like bowling for humans. He goes through, and these dudes just go, and they go flying in every direction.
Because he blows them.
Oh, that's right. He blows them. Superman blows guys.
Superman blows a dude, blows a bunch of dudes.
He does. He absolutely blows some dudes.
Suck a dude's dick. Yeah.
But he, like, super breaths them so they fly, like he could have done to Pa Kent in that movie.
Yeah, right?
Yep.
He could have done a million.
Anyway.
Yeah. He could have had hero cake.
He could have had hero cake.
He could have had hero cake by saving his dad, and everybody would be like, yay. But nope. Mm-hmm. His father had to come back in a vision to tell him about how he drowned a bunch of horses.
About the time he killed all those horses.
About the time when Pa Kent killed all the horses.
Equine Massacre.
Man of Steel 3, Equine Massacre. I like that.
Yeah, I'd watch that.
If we could put that straight to video. Just get Henry Cavill how he looks exactly now in this Witcher movie, too. Just say, give him the wig. Just be like, hey, we got to do a quick Superman movie. And he's like, I don't want to do it. It's like, no, you have to do it. We're killing the horses. We're killing the horses.
Put it direct to DC Universe. Here we go.
Yeah, well, DC Universe will just cancel it.
Like, it's already done. They're like, nope, not going to show it.
We're not going to show it.
Canceled.
We're just going to watch it. We're going to watch it internally. We're going to put it on all the TVs in the offices. So this is what you got to deal with when you walk into the DC office. Into Warner Brothers. Anyways, so Superman, you know, safely gets this building out, you know, this ball through this building, and, you know, he's like,
I'm going to put it outside the Earth's atmosphere.
Well, no, it just automatically goes into the atmosphere itself, and it just goes up into orbit. And he's like, what the fuck? And then
he just sort of hangs out there like a satellite.
Yeah, and so he ends up hearing a radio signal. You know, it just happens to go on at the same time. It's a very unique radio signal that just happens to coincide with this incident. Right. So he's like, well, I'll go check out this radio signal.
And it's on this, like, deserted island where this, like, dude lives.
I do like, real quick, here he says the radio signal's being beamed up at the antimatter splotch.
Splotch?
That's what that's me. That's me now.
Are you an antimatter splotch?
Pretty much. I just kind of make things disappear.
Oh.
I just destroy things as I walk into them. So he flies over, and Alex Trebek is sitting on the beach drinking a Mai Tai.
Mm-hmm. Waiting for Superman.
Waiting for Superman. He's like, good, Superman, you're here. And Superman's like, who the fuck are you? And he's like, my name is Mason Strath.
My name is Alex Trebek.
Whatever. And he's like, whatever. But we'll call him Alex Trebek. He's like, look, I'm Alex Trebek. I am a scientist. I am a scientist.
I live alone on this island.
I'm also a host of concentration.
Yeah. I live alone on this island because I'm very important and I'm working on antimatter research. By the way, my children were killed in a tidal wave.
A year ago.
I'm really sad, obviously. And so I've decided that you're going to go back through time. And if you don't save my kids, I'm going to use this antimatter to kill everybody on Earth.
Yep.
I hope that's a cool deal with you.
Superman's like, time travel doesn't work that way.
He's like, yeah, it kind of doesn't work that way. He's like, even though so many comics that I'm in will tell you that it does work that way, in this specific comic, it does not work that way.
because he's like, God damn it. I've read all these comic books with you in it.
Where you know.
I'm Alex Trebek. I'm the smartest motherfucker in the world.
Was it Superman 1 where he turned the world backwards? Or is it 2?
Probably.
Because if it's 1, that movie already came out.
Is it 1?
I don't remember.
My God, I should know.
I know, so should I, but I don't remember which
I should. I
where he spins the world backwards.
I just remember that kid getting slapped in the one Superman.
That was Superman
2. Was that Superman
2? Yeah, because we saw it in the theater.
Oh, that. Well, did we see 2? We saw 2 and 3.
Yeah.
So it has to be 1.
Okay.
Because so I don't think it happened in the one we saw in the theater.
Okay, so it happens in number 1, which came out in 1978.
Yeah.
Right? So this guy has already seen Superman turn the world backwards and everything go back to the way it should be.
He's like, don't tell me, motherfucker, I saw it happen.
And then here he is in the comic book being like, it doesn't work that way. And this guy's like, Superman, you're a lying fuck. I saw Superman. I saw your movie. I know it works this way.
Yeah, and then...
So I don't believe you.
Superman's like, I x-rayed your house. I saw that you have a bunch of NASA equipment. You put a bunch of... He's just automatically, he's like, well, it looks like government equipment to me. You know? And I'm like,
yep.
Are you sure? He's like, yep, that's government equipment. Yep, yep, yep.
I love Superman just like sort of glancing at things.
He's just looking at it. It has a bumper stickers on it. It's just NASA. There's another one that says, these colors don't run.
If he came down this and just wearing a NASA t-shirt that he fucking bought at Target, he'd be like, well, you must work for NASA. You're wearing the t-shirt.
I kind of wish that he was wearing his own homemade NASA shirt, but it was spelled like two S's, so it's like NASA. It's like, he's like, oh, you work for NASA. Clearly, this is...
no problems here.
I am the smartest man.
Yeah.
It's funny. I was listening to a show. There's a new show called How Did This Get Played? Which is the sort of a reshot. It's not a reboot. It's just a cleverly named...
It's offshoot.
It's an offshoot. I guess it's an offshoot because it's not Earwolf. But it's Nick Weiger from Doughboys and Heather Campbell, I think it is. Who they both used to have like experience like working in video games before doing comedy. And I think Heather Campbell was on Whose Line Is It Anyway? Okay. I think it was. But so they basically do what How Did This Get Made does and talk about movies, but instead of talking about movies, they talk about video games. Mm-hmm. But really notoriously bad games. And they already did Sonic 06 and this most recent, it's only had 2 episodes, so you can it's not really hard to catch up on, but they also did this past week Superman 64.
Oh yeah,
and which is a notoriously difficult.
Rings.
Yeah,
many rings.
Rings. And,
why are there so many rings?
And it's based off Superman 64, which it took me a while to realize, but it's based off of the animated series.
Well, it's supposed to be like tied into the animated series, but there's no rings in the animated series. Uh-oh. I don't understand. That cartoon's actually a lot better than... Anything's better than that game. But that cartoon's really good.
Yeah. But they ended up playing it. They're just talking about it. But they're talking about how a lot of times how it seems like Superman's villains, at least in particular in this case, like they set up a lot of mazes and things.
Yeah.
Because all the villains think Superman's a dummy and that he'll just not be able to figure out a maze. Or whatever. And
Superman is too stupid.
They could easily dupe him into something, which it happens a lot.
It happens a lot, but every single time it's like, don't worry, Superman's a super genius. Don't worry about it.
I don't know about that.
I mean, that's how he's portrayed in these books, but still.
Ooh, look at this.
What?
I just noticed this ad. There's an ad for Cube Lube.
Oh, in case your Rubik's Cube needs a little lubrication?
It's just for Cubic's Rubes. Rubik's
Cubic's Rubes.
Rubik's Cubes.
It's just a bottle of KY.
You can also use it for bikes and cycles.
It's just a bottle of KY.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And for jacking off.
Yep. Cube Lube.
This is for my Rubik's Cube, Mom.
Mom, don't come in here.
Don't come in here. I'll play my Rubik's Cube.
So he's like, yeah, there was last summer, my kids were here. So he tells
Superman also story. Creeps on this guy in this guy's bedroom.
Yeah.
He's like, whoa, look, there's kids.
He's looking around the house and he's just like, hey, man. Like,
hey, you've got mustard in your fridge.
Yeah, pretty much. He's like, ooh, beer. So he's just like, hey, you know, last summer, my kids were here visiting me. We were all playing on the beach. And this tidal wave came and my kids drowned and it was terrible. And I'm very, very sad. So Superman, I saw that movie. We're going back in time or everybody dies.
Yeah.
And you're going to save those kids because I can't possibly live without them.
Like this beach fun. See, here we go. Here's the summer aspect of it.
They're throwing a ball on the beach.
He's just chucking a ball at these two kids.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing dodgeball.
So
we're going to play dodgeball and I'm going to win.
You can dodge a wave. You can dodge a ball. Anyway.
But we were playing dodgeball, but they couldn't dodge a wave. It wasn't wave ball.
So Superman's like, dude, it doesn't fucking work that way. He's like, bullshit, Superman. He's like, I'm going to get into this orb.
No. Superman builds this orb for him.
Builds an orb. He's like, okay. He's like, dude, you're going to do this. And he's like, fine. You're going to watch me not be able to do this because I told you I can't. So I'm going to build this orb that I'm going to carry through time. And we're going
to
go.
And I'm going to communicate to you using my super ventriloquism.
Which, okay.
That fucking super ventriloquism.
You know what? I'm really glad that power died.
And I don't know why they just didn't give that power. Because obviously, you know, Superman's powers are amalgamation.
Give it to the fucking dog. Like,
give it to another hero. Give it to somebody. Give it to some fucking asshole hero that you want to make.
I can see Superboy using super ventriloquism because it's like, I'm young and stupid. But yeah. I mean, like, any man who's like, I'm using super ventriloquism, you're like, dude.
Adult man.
Dude, that's...
Adult man, TV reporter.
That's a shit power. It's a shit power and he uses it all the time.
I feel like he uses it
way more than like his laser vision, which is a great power.
He says it right here.
Well, I mean, like he uses it here, but a lot of times we'll read these books and he's almost always using super ventriloquism to like throw his voice.
Yeah.
Rarely does he use his
I feel like in every book in the 60s and 70s he was using, early 80s he was using super ventriloquism.
Yes.
It was before nonstop.
Crisis, he was just like, this is what I can do. Look at me throw my voice.
And then John Byrne came out and he's like, fuck this.
And I'm like, you know, like, actors can do that too, right?
Yeah, right.
You can be trained to throw
your voice. You can figure that out, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Fuck up the Jeff Dunham, superhero.
Yeah, there you go. Superpower. Racist Jeff Dunham and his stupid little ventriloquist robots. Dummies.
Robots.
Robots.
I kind of wish Jeff Dunham was around in the early 80s because there could have been one of those like Superman versus Muhammad Ali books, but him versus Jeff Dunham.
No.
It was only sold in there's only like 5 copies made.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't even know if you could sell those.
It's distributed along with the Superman.
It's like in a cereal box?
Horse Equine Massacre. Yeah, it's randomly thrown in a cereal box.
Mm-hmm.
It's in a box of Wheaties or something. Superman builds this fucking gimmick for this guy and he's like, look, I'm gonna take you back in time. Gonna go back in time.
And so they go back to the beach.
And he's like, I'm gonna go show you how your kids
how
are killed.
How much I suck.
I'm gonna show you I suck.
Oh, by the way, I know you watched your children die the first time. You wanna go for a second round? Because that's basically what this is. So he's like, Superman is trying to do something, like he tries to stop the wave with his eye beams, and the guy's like, it's not working, and he's like, I told you it's not gonna work. And then Superman like goes through the wave, doesn't do anything, and this guy's just like melting down. And
yeah.
Then finally, the kids are running in terror.
He's kind of doing like a Home Alone thing in here. He's like, ah!
Yeah. The kids are running in terror, and Superman goes to grab them. This is what we see on the cover, where he like reaches through them, and he can't grab them, and they get swept out to sea, and they die.
Yeah, Superman just like the shot of him of the people drowning. He's like, ah!
And he's like, hey, man, now that you've relived your trauma, do you believe me now? And before that, he's like, here, let me show you what I was doing so you don't think that I was slacking off. And he, like, brings him to Metropolis where Superman is, like, trying to make a tower not fall over.
He was fixing a building
during
Metropolis.
A storm.
Ooh, this happened at 420. Maybe they're all smoking.
They were all high.
Yeah.
And so the guy's like, oh, Superman, you're right. You know, now I've seen that I must make sure my life goes on. Thank you for showing me my children's death again. So Superman is like, hey, no problem. So they go back to the present, and he's like, all right, well, tell me how to stop...
The antimatter thing.
Well, it's blown up, and it has sent a signal.
It just conveniently just happened to break.
Yeah. And the guy was like, but it was a bluff. I'm like, then why does it actually work?
Yeah, right?
If it's a bluff, why does it really work? And the guy's like, everyone's going to die. He's like on his knees screaming.
He's like, Alex Trebek is losing his shit.
Yeah. He's like every community theater actor you've ever seen, just like overacting, like really trying to get it in.
Yeah.
I mean, like pounding.
This is for the real.
Pounding the ground, like on his knees screaming.
This is for the real. He's trying to get that part in NCIS.
Yep. He was like, I can't wait to play a corpse.
I can't wait to play a corpse, but they'll know how lively I can be in case they want to reanimate that corpse on NCIS.
That would have been a great corpse.
Yeah, I know. We should
have been a great corpse actor.
Well, we were part of Central Casting. Does Central Casting also count for corpses?
I don't know. I don't know how it works.
Central Corpses?
Central Corpses? I mean...
There should have been an offshoot of Central Corpses just for people that want to play corpses.
I've been great at it.
I think I would.
It would not have been like that Always Sunny where Frank is supposed to be dead and he eats a hot dog out of his pocket.
I love that scene because they built it up about him having pocket sausages and then they're doing the pan over and I was like, he's going to eat his sausage out of his pocket, and he fucking did it, and goddamn it. That was they fucking nailed that shit. So
Superman like tosses the antimatter. I don't know. He does a bunch of Superman.
No, what he does is he goes. So, no, this is what I understand.
It doesn't matter.
Well, I'm going to point
because really the antimatter. Let's just say it looks like a fried egg, right there.
It does. Yes. Eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Eggs. Here's what he does. He's like, I gotta go up and fuck with this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what he does is he swirls around this thing and basically changes its trajectory.
Mm-hmm.
We even get like a little fucking science box here.
Yeah, with like how it's pointing and how it works, and it does not matter.
But here's the thing. He's like, I'm going to use the trajectory to, what does it say here? He says something about, swirling air currents. And I'm like, but there's no fucking air in space.
Right?
That's the whole thing. There's no air in space and nobody can hear you scream.
Right?
Or whatever.
Sound or whatever. But there are cosmic winds.
Cosmic winds.
So maybe he should have. Maybe that's what it should have been. I can change the trajectory of these cosmic winds.
Well, he could suck a dick.
Yeah.
He could hold a dick.
Definitely hold a dick.
He could definitely hold a dick.
So he like blows it out somewhere in the universe, whatever.
Yeah.
And then he comes back. And he's like, oh, you know what was just really weird now that I'm thinking about it? When I went.
He goes back in time to. This is what he does. He goes, he swirls around so fast, and he basically goes back into time far enough so that the Earth is out of the orbit of where this thing would be.
Oh, sure.
And then he lets it fucking do its thing, and then he goes back.
A huge explosion like that would still fuck everything up.
Yes, it would.
Even if it were not near it, like the shock waves and the. Whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Probably took the moon. The moon's fucking toast.
Right? We need that moon.
No, we don't. Not anymore.
How do we have tides?
Not anymore.
Superman is our tide.
Superman's just like, I just gotta be up here. I just gotta go.
She's like, every once in a while, I just gotta shake this like a fucking snow globe with the water. Go back.
So he goes back in time to 1982, and he...
Yeah, he goes back to the present, and then that's when he's, like, thinking. He's like, you know, I was thinking when I was trying to, you know, save those people that I knew I couldn't save. It was weird that I only heard one heartbeat, who was the guys. His kids didn't have heartbeats, so I x-ray visioned these children as they were drowning, and it turns out they were androids.
Yep.
And he's like, but that guy didn't seem to know that his kids were androids. I know. I'll go talk to the CIA.
Yep.
So he goes to, I don't know.
He has a homie in the CIA. Corey Renwald.
Whatever.
He says, and he goes, I phoned ahead. So
Spy McSpy.
So he stopped. He used a
payphone.
Payphone.
Called the CIA.
Called 1-800-CIA now. 1-800-CIA now. CIA now 1. And he called the CIA, and the CIA was like, yeah, Superman.
You've got your friend.
Your buddy.
He'll meet you in a park, because that's where CIA operatives meet people. And he's like, hey, man, the scientist that's on this island, who has all your government equipment, kind of going crazy. And because... he's like, well, Superman, let me tell you. We at the CIA have determined that this guy like had some – he had like a lab explosion.
Mm-hmm.
And it got radiation on him, so he's, like, dangerous to other people. So instead of telling him that, we just picked him up and threw him on this island and told him that it was because he needed solitary space to, like, work on shit for us. So we just left him there. But he was really sad. So we built these fucking fake kids, and we gave them to him to, like, hang out on the island.
Yeah, because we didn't want to get his real kids killed.
Right. But then when they drowned, we just thought it was easier to tell him that his children had actually died. And, by the way, we went back to his real living children, who were still walking around, and told them that their father died. Because that's what we do here at the CIA.
And he's like, yeah, man, I fucking nailed that shit.
Yeah, and Superman's like, Huh. Well, if I could figure out like a way to protect his kids, could they visit? And the guy's like, I mean, sure.
Sure, I guess.
Whatever.
He goes out to get the presents, you know.
But we're not going to like tell this guy why he's on this island by himself.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to tell him that he has some sort of illness or that he's a danger to other people. We're just going to like continue playing this whole fucking charade because that's a good use of our fucking tax dollars.
Oh,
I guess.
Yeah. And look, Jimmy Carter.
Well, this is the Reagan administration.
No, no, this is 70. Oh, no, this is 82.
82. We're deep into Reagan.
Oh, that's right. We are Reagan. That's right. Mm-hmm. For a second, I thought it was Jimmy Carter. I was like, that's right. It's like,
no, Jimmy Carter just wanted to put solar panels on the White House.
And he loved peanuts.
And they made him sell his peanut farm.
And Mr. Wrestling, too. He loved Mr. Wrestling, too. The Wrestler.
I did not know this.
Yes, he was. There's a famous picture of him meeting Mr. Wrestling, too. Mr. Wrestling, too, always wore his mask because he was, you know, super kayfabe.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that was cool.
Was he a Southern guy?
Yeah.
That's probably.
Ronald Reagan did not have a favorite wrestler.
Ronald Reagan didn't even know he was president by the end.
Ronald Reagan was a mummy.
He had no idea by the end. I'm sorry, he didn't. He had Alzheimer's.
Well, one of my favorite jokes, I think it was Reagan. He died in like the 2000s, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or 90. When did Reagan?
I don't remember. I feel like it was sooner than that.
Yeah, let's see. I got to see here because I just want to make sure I have – I'm making sure I have the right person.
I feel like it was in the 90s, but I don't remember, to be honest with you.
2004.
Oh, shit.
Okay, yeah, because so there's a bit where – what's his face? Luce Black is talking about how Ronald Reagan's funeral was like 4 days or something.
Oh, well, president funerals are always
– It was a big deal, and he's like, I thought they were burying him with spoons. Just, it comes. I have that on my Spotify, like a random blizzard. It comes up every so often, and I'm like, "That's a good one." But yeah. So, anyways, Ronald Reagan is like, "Yeah, Superman can make a suit out of what appears to be cum and cover these kids."
I was gonna say body condoms. Superman,
like the naked gun.
Yes, Superman wraps these children in body condoms. And he brings him to his kid. He doesn't explain to this man that his children, why his children are alive. He just brings them to him covered in body condoms. And really, the next couple panels should be just this guy trying to hug his kids and his kids just like shooting out of his arms.
Yeah, right.
Because they're all slippery.
I just imagine that. I just keep picturing that scene.
I don't know how those children are breathing, but whatever. Because Superman's like, I did it at the Fortress of Solitude. I made this blah, 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 blah.
I showed these kids where I lived. I gave them body condoms.
Put them in a body. I abducted these children from their beds.
This is what happened.
I wrapped them in a body condom.
This is what happened. This is what the CIA was like. He's like, look. President Reagan, we need your permission to allow Superman to take a bunch of kids that believe their father is dead to his Arctic home to wrap them in body condoms.
To an undisclosed location, to wrap them up in body condoms, and then drop them on a deserted island with a man they believe is dead and who believes they are dead.
Who actually will probably get to show them their own gravestones because they do show a shot here of Alex Trebek wearing a very ugly shirt that my grandma would have worn, staring at gravestones that he made on this island. Some very
Yeah, this isn't going to be traumatic for anybody involved.
Everybody that's involved here is going to be okay.
Oh, this is going to be fine, especially when there's no explanation for what the fuck happened. It's even better when you're just like, hey, by the way, those kids you thought were dead. Kidding!
I'm alive!
They're alive! And those kids who have been mourning their father for an entire year.
Yeah.
Guess what? Dad's not dead. The government just told you he was.
Oh, man. CIA, let me tell you. But Superman is like...
he's like, hope my work's never done. And I'm
at the end, he's like, all right, well, here's these kids in these body condoms. They're going to hang out with their dad. I'm going to go and try to figure out how to save this guy's life. Using my super smarts.
Yeah.
And, man, life is hard. Yeah. And then that's how the book ends.
Life is hard for Superman. My work is never done.
Put kids in body condoms, you know. Wonder Woman came to visit me. She was, what the fuck are you doing?
Why are you wrapping these children in condoms?
It was another one of those ones where, like,
you think
it is.
He was just cutting them apart and, like, super gluing them together like a bunch of just regular condoms?
Maybe.
He was just, so Wonder Woman comes in and he's just cutting Trojans and just stretching them out and then super gluing them to the other ones. That's how he's like wrapping.
But this is what happened
children.
Was so because you know how in the man who has Is it the Man Who Has Everything?
Yes.
So like when Superman or no, Batman and
Wonder Woman
show up to give Superman his gift.
Yeah, because it's his birthday.
It's his birthday, and then they show up. He's just gluing condoms to kids. You're like, what the fuck? Why is it every time I come here, you're doing something really weird?
Weird. What's happening?
You're just gluing these kids and these kids who somehow you've used your super ventriloquism to or super hypnotism to hypnotize them, so they're not
Running around.
They're not running around your fucking weird ass home, and you're just
gluing condoms to them.
It's like, but, you know, well, when, he's yeah. like, look, Alex Trebek is on an island, and they're like,
yeah, you're like, you know what? I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna come back.
I'm gonna put this present right here. Yeah. I'm never coming back.
I'm just gonna put this down, continue on. I'm leaving.
We're gonna talk about this in the Watchtower.
You know, we're not gonna talk about this at all because it's too weird.
But we're definitely talking about it at the Watchtower. We're going back to the Watchtower right now.
We're gonna tell everybody. We're not gonna talk to you about it.
We're gonna talk to Flash. We're gonna tell Red Tornado.
Well,
he'll understand. He's like, wait, do you use the actual androids?
He would have been so happy. Now his android brothers are dead. Brothers and sisters are dead.
Oh man.
But you know what? What I'm imagining is like Superman's first attempt at the body condom is, do you remember that scene in Mad Men when Sally Draper puts the dry cleaning bag on her head and like walks into the room?
No.
So like there's this part in Mad Men where it's Betty's home and like there's other people sitting down there with her and Sally walks in to the room and she's literally wearing a dry cleaning bag on her head.
Yeah.
Like, and she's just wearing it. It comes down to like her knees. And everybody's like, holy shit, you know, not everybody in the scene, but like everybody at home, kind of like that scene where they just leave trash everywhere, where you're just like, what the fuck is going on? Oh my God, that kid's going to die. And Betty's just like, you better not have wrinkled those clothes. And I was like, oh my God, the 60s were a nightmare.
Yeah.
But that is exactly what that first one looked like. It just looked like wearing a fucking trash bag.
Yeah.
And then he was like, I gotta like cling wrap these to these kids somehow.
He's
just like condoms and saran wrap.
Look, there was many attempts to get this right. But
Superman has had these kids for weeks, by the way.
It's going to be, look, this project.
Went to Costco, bought all those big things of condoms.
Look, President Reagan.
This is like a craft project.
This project is going to cost us $10 trillion. Superman's going to have these kids for 8 months. And we need to provide him with all the condom materials in saran wrap.
Yeah.
This is 1982. You know, maybe, you know, he might try some lambskin. You know.
We don't know. We don't know what he's going to do.
And that's why people in the 70s, you know, in the 80s, you know, that's why, you know, people, you know, STDs and stuff, because Superman was using all the condoms.
He was. There were no condoms.
There was no condoms.
It was because of Superman that we've had so many outbreaks of things. It's all his fault.
Chlamydia is Superman's fault. It's all your fault.
It's all your fault.
Anyways, so let's...
Oh, there's another story in this book.
I know. We should just blow through this one because it's...
Oh, yeah. Can we just... So, I forgot there was a backup, and it is Superman 2021.
2021, so...
That is 2 years from today.
From now.
And by the way, this book is a fucking liar. Because they're like, hey, Superman 2021, this is Superman's grandson.
Well, this is obviously a different time. According to DC Wiki, it is Superman 3.
Yeah, because it
Kal-El Kent.
It has like a little blurb up here where it was like Superman's grandson, basically. And he lives in 2021.
It's Earth 2020.
And so they're like, hey, you know how today we live in cities that are on the ground? In 2021, we're all going to live in cities in the sky like the fucking Jetsons. And you're like, nope.
Nope. Not even close.
Either that or shit, we got a lot of work to do in 2 years.
Hey.
And they're like, hey, you know how traffic jam sucks? Don't worry, flying cars. Also, traffic will still suck. Because they said it in there.
Yeah, no, it's like, you know, flying cars are here, and it still sucks.
And I'm like, there's no fucking flying cars. Well, I've been waiting for fucking flying cars since I was a kid.
Oh, we ain't getting shit.
But they did get something sort of right here, where they were like, you know, today we get our news from newspapers. In the future, we're going to get them anytime, any place, you know, that we want the news. But the only thing that they, you know, anywhere we are, but if you click a button, it'll show up on the dome we live in.
Yeah, we live in domes.
The only thing that they messed up is that it's in our fucking phone.
Yeah.
That's the only difference. So they did get that right.
I kind of wish we could look at our domes.
Our dome?
I don't like looking on cubes.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Or boxes. Anyway, so Superman, so we're in 2021, or 2020.
Jimmy.
2021.
Jimmy is now the editor-in-chief of the newspaper. Hilarious that they believe newspapers still exist in 2021.
Oh yeah, they're doubling down on newspapers.
They really did not see how this was going to go. So this guy shows up at Jimmy's work, and Jimmy's old, and he kind of has a vagina nose. And they're like, he does. Look at his nose; it's like a vagina.
I'm not
it
arguing
looks like
that.
So many labia. Like, just that's what it looks like, and so
well the future, you know, Superman.
We all have labia noses.
That's what happened when Superman used all the condoms. Everybody turned into labias.
We all have labia noses. It made sex weird.
Superman made sex weird, guys.
So this guy shows up and he's like, Jimmy, I want you to print something not true in your newspaper. I don't even know if they say what it is.
He basically wants them to report some sort of financial thing. So basically,
right.
Like some fake stocks.
Money.
So basically, the guy's like, look, put some fake stock shit in your newspaper. And apparently Jimmy just runs everything. So yeah. It's kind of like how it was in Man of Steel when, yeah. Like, you know, Perry White, you know.
It's Clark, you're on sports.
It's like, Jimmy, you're on everything.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm not going to put something not true in my newspaper. And then all of us just laugh. I'm like, if you had any idea back then of what our news atmosphere would be like today, where there's just literally sites running amok, publishing lies constantly. Yeah.
No verity.
Yeah. So, and he's like, I'm not going to do it. He's like, but don't worry, you have to do it because if not, I'm going to kill your grandchildren. Who, by the way, Jimmy's grandchildren are named Lois and Clark.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
what a mark.
What the fuck's wrong with you, man?
What
he
a mark.
He made his own children. His children. Name their children after his friends. So that would be...
Well, maybe his own children decided to do that. We don't know that.
I'm going to say it was Jimmy.
Well, I'm pretty sure.
Because Jimmy's a fucking stalker.
Jimmy's fucking...
Could you imagine if your grandma was like, now, Sean, when you have children, you have to name it after my friend I used to work with.
So I would name...
probably Rose. What are those old-timey names?
Oh, yeah. The kids would be named like Rose and Ebenezer.
Pearl or whatever. So Jimmy's like, you know, I've got that signal watch, but I haven't used it in a long time. I'm going to see if I can do it. So we have young Clark Kent, except his name is John something.
Joey Jojo Shabadoo.
No, it's up there.
John Hudson.
John Hudson, which, okay.
It's Kate Hudson's son.
The Kent name has died.
Well, that's his gimmick name.
Yeah, but why didn't he call himself Kent?
I don't know.
Okay.
Kal-El Kent.
Yeah, but he doesn't call himself Kent here. So anyway, he is on a date with a girl, and they're in a park, and she's like, how is this your idea of a date? And he's like, I'm going to take you to get an ice cream cone. And this bitch, who's been on like the fucking paleo diet since she was a child, has no fucking clue what the goddamn ice cream cone is.
Yeah, right.
But
also, I like that in the future, we all dress like fucking dipshits.
We all wear jumpsuits.
Like we're not anywhere near this fashion yet, but this is funny because like for somebody like what's his face like there's this one in the foreground. There's a picture of this guy. There's this guy wearing like a purple and gray.
Kind of looks like he's wearing a bulletproof vest, which really all
like, he's got like this. It's this tunic, and he's got like a weird one of those like Superman like those superhero cowls that like
yeah,
just covers
only,
your covers like your just
the
shows
hair
your face
sticks out.
The hair sticks out, and it's funny because somebody like was it Ezra Miller or
Ezra Miller should totally wear that
or Ezra yeah or. Like, you know, Jared Leto will wear, people will wear like those sort of things.
I forgot.
What?
I just forgot what I wanted to talk about at the top of the show.
Oh, my Jared.
I just remembered.
Okay.
We'll talk about it when we're done.
We can talk about it now.
No, let's finish. Let's finish the stupid story.
So yeah, but they're wearing this shit and it's like, man, this is the future. And it's, everybody looks that shit today. And they, you know, if somebody wore this shit today.
We'd be at the Met Gala.
We'd be at the Met Gala and we'd be like, oh man, that's weird. It's like, no.
We'd be like, oh yeah.
This is how it's supposed to be now. We just don't have the cars and the Jetson houses
happen. All the fashion in the 50s, they were like, fashion of tomorrow. And it was all fucking shiny and shit. We don't do any of that.
No, we ain't. We're
just wearing fucking cotton.
I'm wearing a creeper shirt.
I mean, we all look like schlubs, but what are you going to do? Like, where's my fancy, shiny spacesuit thing that I'm supposed to be wearing?
Man.
Anyway, so the signal watch goes off and, like, it goes into young Superman's eyeballs. Like,
no, he hears it, but then he uses his vision.
It's like, yeah,
long distance
vision.
Long distance vision to appears to look beam into the back of his uncle's head.
Yeah, and he's like,
and he's listening,
and then he talks to him too because apparently he also has super ventriloquism, and he's like, hey, Uncle Jimmy, what's going on? It's me, just if you need me to come to you right now, just nod your head. And Jimmy's like, I don't need him to come right now. I need to find out where those kids are. So Jimmy like restates to this dude. He's like, let me just get this straight. You want me to publish this false fact in my newspaper or you're going to kill my grandchildren who you've kidnapped. And the guy's like, you already know that. He's like, oh, no, I've been a reporter for years. I'm just trying to make sure I get my facts straight.
Yeah, it's all good reporting.
Basically Dan Rather. And he's like, yeah, that's what's going on. Your kids are here and I'm going to show them to you on FaceTime. Basically.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I'm going to show them to you on this picture box, which is, you know, close enough. Not bad, guys.
So he ditches this girl. The girl, it's funny because the girl's like, he's like, look, lady.
Gotta go.
I got a thing with my boss. I gotta go figure something out.
He says something like, I left a truck somewhere and it's going to cause a traffic jam. So apparently he like does something with cars.
Yeah. He works like in the apparently he must work as one of those like traffic controllers for the sky, and he's like, oh, something's gonna be fucked up. And so she's like, but she does, she's like, oh, okay, you go ahead. And in her head she's like, what about the ice cream cone?
Right.
I'm like, just go get an ice cream cone.
Yeah, well, she's never seen one. What the fuck is she gonna do?
She's like, walk in there. She's like, excuse me.
Like, she starts eating a tree. She's like, is this an ice cream?
I'm breaking my paleo diet. I'm a branch.
No, you can eat branches on the paleo diet.
Yeah.
I think. So Superman flies over to where these kids are being held in this like truck. Where they're on FaceTime with Jimmy. And this is what I really learned about people in 2021. Their children look fucking terrifying and look like nightmare dolls.
Yeah, they do.
They look like a fucking haunted doll. Both of these kids look like haunted dolls, and that is what our children are going to look like.
Well, that's what happened when Superman ruined sex in 1982.
Everybody got labia noses, and all the fucking kids ended up looking like possessed dolls.
Yeah.
They all look like Chuckies.
So, yeah. So she's like... Yeah, so Superman kind of tracks down where this guy's car, you know, the car is, where he's got these kids, and Superman, you know, knocks this motherfucker out in the car, and the kids are like, yay, or whatever. And so he basically handles that end, and then Jimmy's like, oh, okay, well, that's been taken care of, so now I'm just going to go ahead and, you know, somehow not be shot to death immediately and use my just punch this guy out.
Yeah.
He punches this crook out. And as this man's laying there unconscious, Superman shows up with the kids, and they even stop for ice cream. And it ends with this creepy drawing of Jimmy Olsen having a lick of an ice cream cone.
Yeah, well, this kid like runs up to him, and instead of just being like, Grandpa, you want some of my ice cream? He's like, Grandpa, you want a lick?
Yeah.
And it's like, ew.
What if he was in a lick? He's just like, he just did that thing so you'll get a whole bunch of ice cream. He goes, hard.
Like my dad used to do when I'd be like, Dad, you want some of my ice cream? He like ate the whole fucking thing. And like, yeah. Thanks, Dad.
And then, you know, Superman 3 is like, I did a good job.
Yeah.
And that's how that ends.
That's that book.
That's how this fucking madness ends. So go ahead. What's your...
Well, did you want to say if we're going to read this next?
Oh, yeah. I'll definitely read this next. I figured we'd have this. So
We probably do. We're getting to the part where, like, right before Crisis is kind of where I start tapping out.
Well, this is 82, so we still have a few more years.
Well, that's what I mean. By, like, 83-ish, I'm kind of done.
Yeah, you're right, 84
because 84 kind of gets... Because 84, like, it gets... I don't know. I don't like it as much. So this is about as late as I go with these Supermans.
R.I.P.
But I would probably read the next issue. So what I was going to say.
Me too.
Which I forgot to mention. Which was something that I was delighted to learn this week.
Oh.
So the owner of Mile High Comics, which is the largest comic book store.
Are we sure we didn't talk about this before?
I have not talked about this before because okay. I just learned it this week. So the owner of Mile High Comics, largest comic book store in the country, if not the world. You know, we had talked about how they got broke into and somebody stole like $4,600 or $1,000 worth of comics, whatever. And they also run an all ages drag show, which they've been doing for a while. And Sean and I were going to go, but it was late, whatever. So apparently, and this is what I did not know, that the owner, Chuck
Rodansky,
I can never say his last name, is a drag queen.
I didn't know that
and
either.
And I didn't know that. And he performs... as Betty Pages.
I love that.
Which is a fucking great name for somebody who owns a goddamn comic book store. I had no idea. Apparently he's been doing drag for a long time. I am very excited by this. I had no idea. So, you know, Mile High Comics is fucking great. I liked it before. I love it more now.
Are we going to be able to make it there?
Well, we've got to, because there's like a big July 4th sale where everything's like 60% off. So we should go sometime this week.
Are they open on 4th of July?
I don't know.
We can't go.
We can go in the morning. Maybe we should go in the morning. Tomorrow morning. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's it. I was just very excited to learn that. I shared a picture that they posted on the Mile High Comics page. I posted it on ours because they are now getting protesters because they have a drag show, Misguided Protesters. So they're
it's a drag show for kids.
It's an all-ages drag show.
All-ages drag show. See, this is the thing that drives...
The parents take them there.
This is... Oh, God. I just can't understand...
Why you give a fuck?
Why people are so... That's what I try to understand sometimes. And I'm just going to do just a quick commentary. It's like, how do you go through your life waking up in the morning and be like, I have to get dressed and brush my teeth and eat breakfast and put gas in my car so that I can go to a comic book store that is having a drag show
for children
and is not harming anybody because it's not out in the open. It's in the fucking building.
Well, anybody could go in there and see it. Like, the parents are bringing these children. So it's not like there's not parental supervision there. It's not like somebody stole a bunch of fucking kids and like holding them against their will. It's like their parents are bringing them to watch this family-friendly entertainment.
Yeah.
And for some reason, you have decided to go stand and scream at children as they try to walk into the venue.
You made this effort.
What's wrong with you?
You made this effort to do that. That is unbelievable.
Yeah, so they were getting protests, and like their parking lot's kind of jacked up where it was like... Mile High Comics is a huge warehouse.
Uh-huh.
And it's in an industrial area of Denver. It's this gigantic warehouse. The parking lot is kind of enclosed by a chain link fence. So you have to go out of the chain link fence and like walk across old train tracks to actually get to the entrance of the building. And that was getting difficult for the kids who were there to see this show. And the protesters were like blocking them off, and they'd have to walk through, you know, this gauntlet of, you know, idiots. So they built, and I put it on our Facebook page, a literal rainbow bridge for these kids to walk over to get to the entrance of Mile High so they could bypass these protesters.
I hate everybody.
Yeah, everybody's terrible. But
there's a show on Sunday.
I know. We should probably go one of these days.
Well, we were going to go, and it was just one of those things where, like, I think it was just the way that...
Well, we got there, and we were like, are we really going to spend another 2 hours here waiting for a drag show? No, we're not. Because we're lazy.
Yeah, we are.
We'd have to time it out better, I think.
So when is July? I need to find out if it's open. But anyways.
So yeah, that is the story. So we would read the next issue.
Oh, goddamn, yes.
Happy July 4th.
Happy July 4th.
Stay safe.
Stay safe. Don't be fuck around with any tidal waves or time travel.
Yeah, try not to.
Be cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, folks. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find the show on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, and email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And of course, please rate, review, subscribe our podcast anywhere you get the show, particularly Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Luminary, fuck, wherever you listen to the show.
We
really
matter.
Appreciate that. So thanks again for listening, folks, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.